You're listening to Midlife Side Quest, the over-the-hill gaming podcast. Here's your host, John Wall.
It's January 29th, 2026, and welcome to episode 168 of Midlife Side Quest, the over-the-hill video game podcast. I'm your host, John Wall, and every Thursday morning I bring you 15 minutes of video game impressions, industry news, and tales of a Gen X geek. Thank you very much for tuning into the program today. Today's episode is coming in a little bit late. Usually drops first thing in the morning. But yesterday, you know, sometimes life just decides, you know, all that stuff you're planning on getting done today, it's not going to happen. It is what it is. So thank you for tuning in this afternoon or evening or whenever you're listening to the show. On this week's episode, I'm going to be talking about the game Big Hops, but we start the show with a look at the headlines from this past week. And today's story comes from Chris Scullion over at VGC. And recent comments from data analyst David Gibson indicates that the PlayStation 6 might not be coming out anytime soon. In Gibson's report for MST Financial, he says that Sony's Q3 sales are expected to be $11.7 billion and that the games division in particular had a very strong quarter, saying that the results, quote, are expected to beat market expectations driven by sales of both in-house and third-party games. He went on to speculate about the next PlayStation hardware, saying Sony expects the PS5's life cycle to be extended and the PS6's release is likely to be delayed longer than many expected, unquote. And honestly, I think that that's the smart play for several reasons. First, there's the changing expectations of gamers. I think we're seeing more and more that people are willing to stick with previous hardware for longer than generations past. They just don't feel the need. Yes, hello, Zoe. they don't feel the need to upgrade right away like they used to. PS4 had strong sales well after the launch of the PS5, and the trend of people playing the same games for years on end, whether it's Fortnite or Rainbow Six Siege, I don't think that's going to change anytime soon. Then there's the fact that with prices of game consoles actually going up the last couple of years, adoption might be even slower than normal. There are probably still a lot of people holding off on getting a PS5 to wait and see if they go back down again. I don't know that they are anytime soon, but I think there are probably a lot of people waiting. So it doesn't make a lot of sense to launch another expensive console in a really uncertain economy. And then there's the whole, you know, like the old console war business, which really feels like a thing of the past at this point. Xbox is rumored to be fairly close to releasing or at least announcing their next console. And in generations past, there would be this, you know, pressure on Sony to hurry up and launch close to, if not before, the next Xbox. You were trying to, you know, always beat the competition to the punch. But I just don't think that matters anymore. People aren't bopping around between platforms the way they used to. You know, they've got these digital libraries of games built up, and they're pretty much sticking to where they're at. So the need to, rush to market just doesn't make much sense anymore. So, yeah, I agree that all the signs seem to be there for the PS6 to debut, I don't know, maybe 2028? So, Big Hop is a 3D platformer from developer Luckshot Games that is very reminiscent of the kind of platformers that you'd find in the like PS1 or PS2 era of gaming. It's got cute animal characters, colorful levels, and a pretty fun gameplay hook. It seems like the kind of game that would have launched alongside something like Spyro or Croc back in the day. And during my time with it, it kind of had the same thought running through my head. I feel like maybe I've made this comparison before, so forgive me if I'm sort of repeating myself, but it just feels so appropriate here. Big Hops is to 3D platformers as Applebee's is to restaurants. You know what I'm saying? It's the Imagine Dragons of video games. The Iron Man 2 of platforms. Is it great? No, it's definitely not great. Is it bad? No. No, it really isn't. It is the bare minimum of enjoyable to keep me satisfied, like the Tex-Mex shrimp bowl at Applebee's. So you play as a frog named Hop, who is kidnapped and sent far from home by this sassy spirit guy, wizard, something called Dis, who kidnaps you, and you want to go home, but Dis says that he'll only help you if you help him collect this energy source called Drip, which I think means something different to the kids these days, but you're going around collecting Drip. So you explore through these open world areas, collecting Drip for him, while also trying to figure out your own way to get home without his help. The thing I'll say about the worlds that you're exploring is that they're all very basic. The worlds look fine enough, but they aren't particularly interesting. Also, since most all the gameplay is focused on platforming, there aren't any enemies in the world to fight. So it just kind of feels a little bit empty. The characters are also a tad plain. You know, Hop is cute enough, but he doesn't really have a lot of personality, and that's fairly common in platforms, you know, to have the character you play as be kind of a blank slate maybe, but usually the supporting cast picks up the slack. Here, the other people you meet are just as blah as Hop is. They're not like annoying or obnoxious, they're just not interesting. I think some good humor would have gone a long way to making these characters more appealing. The gameplay in Big Hop does shine a bit more. Naturally, as a frog, you use your tongue in a bunch of different ways. You use it to grab objects or to swing across big gaps. It's a fun idea, and it's pretty entertaining most of the time. There's also a Zelda-type stamina system that lets you climb pretty much any surface in the level for a short amount of time. But unless you boost it with items, the amount of time you have to climb is crazy short. It's like literally 2 or maybe 3 seconds before you fall, which I found kind of frustrating. They'll also throw in some new mechanics like fruit that'll create tight ropes for you to cross gaps, or a pepper that you can throw at certain obstacles to burn them down. It's got a decent amount of variety, but for a game that is so focused on the platforming action, the controls are just off a bit, you know? It never feels great or satisfying to play. You know, it's okay most of the time, but it needs to be tighter for it to really feel good. Landing precise jumps or walking across narrow ledges can sometimes be tricky and frustrating, and it's just it gets kind of annoying. Again, it's never bad. This game isn't bad. It just needs to feel a lot better if you're going to hang your whole hat on the platforming. I think having some enemies and you know, some combat would have made the experience more varied and more fun. I think the game goes for like $20, which isn't too bad. I think if you're super into these kind of games and you love platformers, especially maybe kind of old-fashioned ones, there might be enough for you here. For me, though, it just didn't quite get there. So my daughter's been playing this game, Quarantine Zone, which is on Steam. If you haven't seen it before, you play as someone who's running a checkpoint during a zombie apocalypse. You need to inspect everybody who wants to come in for signs of infection, like a fever or bite marks, things like that. Then you can either release them into the general population if you think they're fine, or if you're suspicious, you can put them into quarantine to see if they develop further symptoms, or if you really think they're infected, you can just eliminate them right there. It's actually a pretty neat game with some interesting systems that balance, you know, the risk and reward. What I also learned is that Samantha is an absolute Walking Dead villain. If you find yourself in the zombie apocalypse and you have so much as the sniffles, take your chances with the zombies, because you are not going to make it past her checkpoint. I watched person after person go through her line. You've got a cough? Bang. A headache? Bang. The body count just kept piling up. And I understand, you know, being cautious. You let in one infected person, and before you know it, your camp is overrun with zombies. I get that. But if you kill everyone with the common cold who walks through your gates, there'll be no survivors left to rebuild humanity. It also makes me a little nervous for when the day comes that I need to go into, like, assisted living or a nursing home. What's the matter, Dad? Having a little trouble swallowing your applesauce? Bang! Thank you for listening to Midlife Side Quest. I appreciate you making time in your day to hang out with me. You can catch a new episode every Thursday morning wherever you listen to podcasts, and you can support the show by subscribing and leaving a review. Until next time, I am your host, John Wall. Have a great rest of your week, and don't forget to save.